Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris, and I've got a special co-host this evening, the lovely Brooke. How are you, Gulch?
Oh, Bobby, I'm always good when I'm chatting to you, honey. How are you doing?
I'm so good. Thank you for being my co-host this evening. I'm excited.
Thank you for having me. It's always a good time when we're around, Bobby.
You know, it's a Mr. Stevens having a well-deserved break. He's gone to see the family, and perfect week. He's got the weather for it, and I thought I've got to have my Brooke back because you know I loved her. How has your bank holiday been?
My bank holiday, do you know what? It's been nice for once because it's actually been sunny. Like, this whole shitty weather we've had with the rain and whatnot has just not been the one. So, you know, to be out there and top up my melanin's been nice. How's your weekend been, Bobby?
Do you know, so nice. So I had my second vaccine on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just so happy that it's done. Felt a little bit rough on the Sunday, but nothing terrible. But feeling a lot better now, and just, yeah, feeling really positive, really grateful that I've had both of my vaccines now, and just excited. I feel like there's a real positive vibe in here. Obviously, the sun helps.
Mm-hmm.
And I just long may it continue. I'm literally praying that this is like our summer starting.
Amen. You, me, both, because the sun coming out, this is long overdue. But do you know, I've had so many people who've had really bad side effects of the vaccine. Were you okay with the first one, or?
Do you know, surprisingly, I was absolutely fine with the first one. I had a little bit of a sore arm, which is to be expected, and a tiny bit of a headache. But I think, and I don't know if this is factual, but I had COVID over Christmas and New Year. And then when I had my vaccine, it was like the start of March. So
right.
I think I might have still had some antibodies from actually having the virus. So the first one, I was fine, but the second one hit me a lot more. Surprising, some people suffer more with the first sometimes, or some with the second, or some, thankfully, not at all.
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't had anything yet. I'm actually quite scared, if I'm honest, Bobby. Like,
well, to have it, are you scared?
I am. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just like, the math is not mathing. I just think, like, how do they come up with the vaccine so quickly is what I'm a bit about. Like, I'm not a scientist. I don't know the facts, but it's just a little bit question mark. Do you know what I mean? Like,
do you know what? I completely understand, like, people like you that say, how has it come up so quick? And like you, I'm no scientist. So just a little disclaimer. But from what I hear, I think so many scientists already have vaccines so close to go, like preparing for some kind of pandemic or for some kind of flu-like virus, that I think it's only a matter of almost tweaking it. So I know a lot of people, you're not the first person I've heard that's saying they're scared because it seems really quick, but I think actually people in labs that have been working on this well before the pandemic was even here.
Right.
Like I say, I'm no scientist. I don't know that for a fact. But I'm just absolutely grateful. And I've posted mine on social media both times. And it's one of them things, it can be a bit controversial. And
yeah,
I'm certainly not here or on social to say do have it or don't have it.
Don't, 100%.
I think it's a personal choice and I don't judge anyone.
No.
I just absolutely knew I wanted it. Like, my mum's vulnerable and my nan's in a care home. So for me, it's almost not just for myself, it's for other people.
Of course. No, definitely, definitely, because it's people have been quite selfish. Have you heard about the people who've had symptoms are still going out? They're saying, you know, fuck it, basically. That's selfish.
Yeah, there's a lot of selfishness. And there just seems to be a lot of cray-cray brought out at the minute. Like, I've been accused on social media the last few days since I posted that I had my second one, that I've allegedly been paid 70 grand to promote to my followers that I've had it and to go and have it, which is absolutely not the case. I've had to put it on my stories. Not that I believe that 99% of my followers even believe that's a thing, but it's just...
Bobby, if it's true, point me in the right direction. I could use 70K, honey.
It's laughable to me. Where do people pull these numbers out the bag? I mean, it's gone up 65 grand. Like, over Christmas, when I had COVID, I was getting trolled saying Boris had paid me 5 grand to pretend to have it over Christmas.
So
Boris is like, it is gone from 5 to 70, apparently. But just in case anyone has just joined us now and you don't know the beginning of this conversation, just quickly saying I've not been paid £70,000 to say have the vaccine or anything. I definitely, like I say, it's a personal choice, but I just think it's lovely that we've even got the option and that there's so many, there's so many different vaccines. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Vaccine and COVID aside, my love, you've been a busy girl. Tell me all about the show. How did it go? She was on ITV2, wasn't you?
Oh, God, you're talking about Secret Crush, aren't you?
Secret Crush, yeah. I need to know. How was it?
Listen, so on Secret Crush, 2021 is all about shooting your shot, honey. Do you know what I mean? It's now or never. So I bought this guy that I used to date a couple of years ago who was one of the nicest guys that I ever dated. But around the time we were dating, like, a lot of other guys were giving me attention, so I got confused.com, and then I was like, you know what, I'm just not going to talk to anyone, and then I might have fumbled the bag, and so I brought him on the show, and yeah, it was an experience, to say the least.
So for anyone who might not have seen the show, because I know it's a brand new show to ITV2, isn't it? The concept is that someone who has a crush on someone that they've either dated or that they've worked with or they just know of, you ask them to dinner and they don't know who they're coming to meet.
No clue. And I hadn't seen the guy who I dated, Sean, in like 2 years. So it was literally like, oh my God.
And how was it? Was it all you wanted it to be and more?
Oh, honestly, at first I was absolutely shitting my pants. But then after, you know, he was kind of like reciprocating the energy and it was all good. It was flanter and all of that. So we had a good outcome, but we're not dating anymore. We're not compatible.
But are you glad that you reached that? Because, I mean, that takes some balls to do that. And I take my hat off to you for doing that. Because I think it's a scary thing to kind of be the one that initiates a date, isn't it?
100%. It is so scary. And I mean, I can't imagine what it's like for him because he has no clue who the hell was inviting him. Obviously, I knew it was Sean. But I was like, oh my God, like, is he going to pie me like on national TV? Like, is this going to be it for Brooke Oden? Like, but then at least I had like history with him. I couldn't have done it if it was someone who had no clue, like I ever had. Do you know what I mean? Like someone I worked with or someone from the gym. No bloody way. No, I couldn't have done that. Absolutely.
Well, at least you know. And do you know what? Sometimes it's better in life to try something and see if you can make something work and actually both know that you can't in the end, but know that you've tried rather than looking back in 10 years going, what if?
Honestly, preach to the choir, because that's absolutely it. I think it's always worth, you know, shooting your shot and then whatever happens. It's like worth not knowing, like, you know, what if. So 100%.
So did you meet up again after the show?
We did. We spent the weekend together and we're not compatible. Oh. So I was like, do you know what?
Babe. Is that a mutual thing? Or did you decide you weren't compatible?
I mean, let's be honest, I'm the one who said we're incompatible. And I think kind of out of spite, some things were said in return. But I'm just like, okay, you just mad, honey, but that's cool. You just mad. But yeah, I think sometimes I forget that people can be quite sensitive to certain stuff. Quick question for you, Bobby. Mm-hmm. We're having an argument, not an argument. We're having a heated conversation.
Yeah.
And I say, right, Bobby, you're fucking pissing me off. Like, stop. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's disrespectful? Do you think that's me like insulting you and that you don't deserve that talking to, or do you think that's just something that's said in the heat of the moment sort of thing?
I think obviously depending on the context, but I would say it's something that's sometimes said in the heat of the moment that you both build a bridge and get over after.
Right. Okay, cool. So we had a conversation and he was like, I don't deserve this speaking to, blah, blah. I was like, you need to relax. I didn't say, you know, fuck you, you're a beep beep. It wasn't that kind of party. I said, you're fucking, like, I basically said, you're pissing me off with a bit of spice, basically. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And he literally took that like way, like it wasn't even about the compatibility thing anymore. It was literally about that phrase. And I was like, do you know what? I don't have the minerals for this. Like, I'm done. I was like, bye, Felicia. So yeah, I was done.
Well, at least you gave it a go, Brooke, eh, babes?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Exactly. Well, showbiz news, and talking of ITV2, have you seen the trailer just drop for the brand new Love Island coming back this summer? Next month, I think.
Oh my God. How excited are you, Bobby? Because I cannot wait.
I am so excited. I think that is definitely always a nice introduction, knowing that summer's here. Obviously, we didn't have it last year with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But I think when Love Island starts and you start seeing everyone in that villa, you know our summer's about to begin. And it's just something a little bit nostalgic about certain times of year. Do you know what I mean?
100%
shows.
100%. That's why people say that the Winter Love Island didn't quite hit the same, because we're used to it in the summer. Like, I still enjoyed it, but I get it, that Love Island literally marks like the British summer. Like, that is the start of it. And I think this season they're including loads of like LGBT guys as well and girls, so that should be quite exciting. Yeah, this could be inclusive. It's LGBT community. I'm so excited.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah, it was actually announced a while back, so I'm actually really quite excited to see that. I don't know how that will change the dynamic and how it will be, but I can't wait.
Oh, but do you know what? I'm just so excited. I think that it's rested for you, which I think was the right decision for ITV. I think it's a show that would almost be impossible to make at the height of a pandemic, obviously with people coming in the villa, coming out with social, it would just be, how do you socially distance and be on Love Island? Just,
you can't.
You know what I mean? It's not really that gig, is it? But so that's, great news. And I think, well, I say next month, it's already June now. We're halfway through the year, Brooke.
How mental. Just to think, can I just say, do you remember when this lockdown was supposed to be for 3 weeks? March.
And you know, the thing is, because I remember, because I was away with my ex-boyfriend at the time, and I was speaking to my friend like, on the phone and FaceTiming, and I remember going, Bobby, there's women fighting over toilet roll in Asda. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I've gone away for 1 week, Brooke. When I took off at Stansted, everything with the world was fine. In the space of a week, there was people fighting over toilet roll. And I'm going to my ex, what on earth's going on? But you obviously couldn't picture what was going to be.
No.
And then my friend was going, oh, which room are we going to go into lockdown? Anyway, long story short, when I was told it was going to be 3 weeks, I went, well, how are we going to last for 3 weeks not leaving the house? 3 weeks felt like a long time. Little did we know, 15, 16 months, we'd still be here. But we move. And
we move.
We've made a lot of progress, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Like I said, we've got the vaccine now. Restrictions have lifted, thankfully. And June the 21st is just around the corner.
Literally, like not even 3 weeks now. I can't. How are you going to celebrate?
Do you know what? I'm still going to be one of them that's quite cautious.
Same.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to throw my hat into the ring straight away. Even though I'm double vaxxed, and even though Boris is saying we're allowed on the 21st, I'm still going to just be a little bit, I don't know. I'm just going to keep my wits about me.
Babe, you, me, both, I'm still going to be wearing the mask because it's so convenient. Amen. When you're looking crusty. Like, I'm like, no, you can recognise me right now. This is amazing. Like, and do you know what's been annoying? I remember the start of the pandemic, petrol was like below £1 a litre. Do you know how amazing that fucking was, Bobby? And now prices are going back up. I'm like, oh, having to fill up the tank again. Like, it's a bit like, oh.
I think masks will be here to stay. I actually quite like the idea of it, in the sense of, obviously, by the time it's 21st, I don't know if it's going to just be personal choice, but if you think about it, I think it's just, and we never really had anti-back. I always was. I'm one of them boys, always in my bag. I've always had anti-back. So for the start of the pandemic, I was absolutely fine, because I must have had about 15 different flavours and bottles in the wardrobe, because I just love a bit of anti-back. I'm one of them. But the mask, if you think about it, if someone, especially on the underground or something, if someone has got a cold, not even corona, just has anyone got a cold, a flu, any germs, you're just sharing that air.
Let's face it,
most of these, there ain't no windows on the underground, or there ain't a lot of them don't have aircon, if any. So really, I'm quite happy to keep a mask on the underground.
100%. I haven't had a cold in like a year. So I will absolutely keep, 100%.
I hope that people do keep on, especially the anti-back. I think that's really important moving forward.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was just saying earlier on to our producer, Georgia, I'm really, really one of these people that likes to take positives from bad situations.
Yeah,
now, it's 100%. It's a bad situation to even try and take a positive from. But I hope that from the awfulness of what's been 2020 and coronavirus, that we take some positives from it, and whether that's us just seeing things differently, being more cautious on public transport, anti-backing more. I think we've just got to take out our small graces from where we can.
No, 100%. Because I think even some people were tweeting saying, oh my God, I can't believe that people used to blow all over their birthday cake candles and we used to eat that shit. Like, I'm like, oh,
I know,
yeah.
Right? And when you think that, you stand there at a party and someone would blow all over it and then cut it into 15 slices and hand it around.
Leave it, mate. Yeah. But can I just say, I love that you call it a panny D. Like, I have not heard that. Like, I've heard panna cotta, but I've not heard panny D, and I'm here for it.
Right, next on Showbiz News, what's your thoughts on this? So, Louise Redknapp has apparently been knocked sideways after hearing that her ex-husband, Jamie Redknapp, is expecting a child with his new girlfriend. What's your thoughts on that? How would you feel?
Honestly, I wouldn't even know where to begin. And I think it also depends on how she found out, whether she found out from, you know, him telling her directly or reading it on the news. Because I think you finding out at the same time as the rest of the world is the worst. Do you know what I mean? It is the absolute worst. But it's just after being married for 2 decades, like, and you're just having like a baby with a model, like supermodel girlfriend, like if... Bro, basically, what are your thoughts on it?
Do you know, for me, I think it's always, obviously, I've never had an ex who's gone on to have children or anything, mm-hmm. or not that I know of, but I would find it quite difficult first. And like you say, completely, I think how you find out's important, and that's not for me to say that I wouldn't expect them to get on with their life, mm-hmm. but I sometimes think there's always that, depending on how a relationship's ended, sometimes there's always just that little twinge, even when you know someone's moved on just with another partner, let alone then starting a family, and then you think, right, are they, and you can just, because that was someone's living your life or your old life.
Basically, and you're literally witnessing it, and it's like, it's a bit like, you know how there's the phrase of like, you know, guys like swapping it for like the new model or whatever. It's a bit of, not a slap in the face, but it's like, rah, it's the, you know what I mean? Like, how do you compete? Like, what does that do to your self-esteem? And like, I couldn't do it. Well, I don't think she's got a choice, but just happening.
This is the thing. It's always sad when someone breaks up. I think it's always just sad anyway. But then when one person moves on, which inevitably someone's going to move on before the next, you do always just feel for that one that's not moved on as... Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. And do you know what? It's the fact that she's had 4 children with him as well. That, in a way, I kind of give it to her. Like, if I was her, I'd be like, do you know what? At least we've got 4 kids. I don't know if you know about Neo, that he got his ex-wife to... hysterectomy for women. It is when you cut your tube, isn't it? Because he said they didn't want to have children, and then he got his new girlfriend pregnant and they're having a family. So she's cut her tubes, slit her tubes, whatever the saying is, and can't ever have children, and he now has children with his new baby mama. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Like, that's what I'm saying. At least Louise, she's got the kids with him already. Do you know what I mean? It's not like they've never had kids,
and now, and I guess to look back at, it's not like they was together only 2 years. They had a really long marriage, and a lovely family, and and I mean, obviously, congratulations to Jamie and his now partner, but also love to Lou, feeling your bows, because it can't be the easiest. It can't be the easiest to hear, but I'm sure when she wants to move on, I'm sure she won't be short of buffers. She's a very pretty girl.
Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Stunning. What else is going on in show business, Nosebrook?
Baby boy, I'm sure you've heard about the whole J-Lo, Ben Affleck, P. Diddy drama.
I'm here for it.
Oh, my God. This is what I say. If an ex is friends with if your partner is friends with their ex, it's absolutely sticky. Because now, I don't know if you've seen it, they're talking about how Ben Affleck was wearing the watch she gave him however many years ago.
The video, love don't cost a thing. Where's that watch been kept, Brooke? Was it in the bedside table? Was it in the safe? Regardless, where has it been for 10, 15, 20 years?
Questions. And like the fact that they've been rekindle their flame, whatever. And then now P. Diddy being all petty and then posting it on the ground, like marking his territory, like, yeah, I was here first, whatever. It's a hot mess. Like,
so is that what you think? Because I didn't know what to read into that. So when he posted that, is that what you think it is? Is marking the territory?
I took it as petty McPetty. This guy was, it was like, you know, marking your territory, showing, yeah, I was here first. It's just, you know, men and their egos, their pride, their whole, I was here first. I had it first. It was, yeah. Even Ray J.
I wasn't sure what to make of it, but, mate, yeah, I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah, even Ray J. Do you remember his song, I Hit It First, about Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Again, that's basically what that was. Like, I cussed to Kanye and Kim saying, I hit it first. I was there first. Like, I made her, I put her on.
Yeah. And
boy.
So what's your thoughts? Just going back to the watch, and this has to be the most spoke about watch ever. The most or the most famous watch.
Famous watch.
Big Ben, probably. But because me and Steve was talking about it last week, and there's something about it. And again, like I was saying about it, it's always sometimes that little twinge, unless you've left the relationship, and sometimes it's a little bit different, but it's not always nice when someone moves on. But anyway, it's always just, we're moving on. It's time for me to move on, or vice versa. Anyway, back to the watch. How would you feel about it? Because I don't know how I'd feel if my ex, who I'd been with for years, then pulled out this watch that an ex had given him.
Listen, to me, that means that has emotional value to you. That is why you kept it. That's why when people tell me, like, a guy I'm dating, if he's saying, I got this from my ex-girlfriend, I'm a bit like, whoa, there, buddy. Like, is it meaningless or why are you keeping it? Because when I break up with guys, I give them their shit back. I don't need a reminder. I don't need a reminder. So what do you think? Yeah.
I'm one of them people that, and it's so difficult. I mean, I really I'm sentimental when it comes to a lot of things, and I keep things from special moments with friends and moments in my life. But in terms of exes, I couldn't keep anything an ex had got me because, and again, always going back to depend on how the relationship ends, but things to me are visual reminders.
Yeah.
I couldn't look at a watch every day because I'd just see my ex on my wrist.
Basically.
You know what I mean? Every time I look to see what time
there he is.
I'd say, yeah. And I'd be a bit like, oh, I don't know. But I'm just a bit funny like that. But I don't know if that's just me.
No. And also, let's not forget, it's not like they were boyfriend and girlfriend for like 2 months and they broke up. They were engaged to be married.
Yeah, exactly.
On this music like video.
This and also a couple of weekers.
I don't have the most expensive watch in the world, but I'm pretty sure that watch, the batteries needed maintenance. So, you know, it's not like it was hidden in the drawer for like 2 decades and then he forgot about it. Like,
didn't even think of that. Oh, gosh. Well, I need to sit back. Got my chamomile here. Oh, we spilt the tea there. Showbiz land. Oh, incredible. Good chat there. Good chat, Brooke.
So we've got
a great show lined up. We're being joined by Theo Campbell from Love Island and also my TOWIE colleague and friend, Liam Gatsby. I think Theo's here. Let's get him in.
Let's go. Hello, hello.
All right, Theo.
Oh, sorry, I'm late. I've just finished go-karting. Sorry, I had to jump in the car. I'm going around the corner because it's too loud.
How's it all going, mate?
Oh, yeah, good. I won, so that's the important part.
That's all that matters. Sun's out, shade's out.
Exactly.
You have a nice bank holiday, mate.
Oh, yeah. It's my mum's 50th birthday, so I forgot.
Oh, that's not what I expected.
Yeah, I forgot. That's why I'm a bit late now. I'm like, oh, my God, like, blah, 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 rushing around. But, yeah, oh, it's been a good one. Her.
Theo, got to ask you, how's fatherhood treating you?
Oh, do you know what? I wasn't expecting it at first. And I've always said, you know what I mean? I was going to wait till I was 35, 36, and then this, you know, knock out 3 in a row. But it's not as scary as I thought. I thought it was the hardest thing in the world, the scariest thing, the biggest thing. It is the biggest thing, but it's not that hard. It's not that scary, you know? So
What would you say is the best thing about fatherhood for you right now?
The best thing, what is it? I guess it's the baby, I guess. I think that's the number one. And it's like making him laugh. Like little things like, you know, wake up in the morning and he's there just staring at you, waiting for you to wake up, making little noises, trying to wriggle about. Little sweet things like that. Little things I never even thought about before, you know? So,
I know you've got nothing to compare it to, but obviously having a baby in a pandemic can't be the easiest of things. That must have brought its own challenges.
Do you know what? Apart from the actual birth, where you know, they only just kind of loosened the rules up again, you know, around the time he was born, because there's been a bit funny about letting, you know, the family members in and stuff. I was like, you can't, you know, let a woman give birth. Because I think they was doing at one point, you know, when they're dilated to a certain point, then you could come in, mm-hmm. you know, like 7-8 centimeters or something, which, you know, with her, when they let me in at 2 centimeters, and then she took another 25 hours to give birth, you know, but from 2 centimeters to get to, you know, 8 centimeters, you know, that was like 20 hours. Blimey. So, yeah, that was good. But the good thing about it, which I liked, because I just got my own business now. I've got a tattoo shop in London now. But I'm always there full time, you know, so you've got to be there. I thought being a boss would be, you know what I mean, you just tell people to do this and do that. But, you know, you got to do the most hours, you know what I mean? I'm the first mm-hmm. one there, last one out. Mm-hmm. You know, not by choice, but, you know, the work's got to be done. So obviously having a baby in lockdown, you know, I don't have to be there. So I got the first, you know, 10 weeks, you know, spending it every day with the baby. So that was a good thing about it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And how is the tattoo shop? Are you able now with regulations lifted? Are you all up and running again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Busy as ever. You know, busy as ever, you know, straight off the cusp, just opening. It took us a while, but, you know, after a couple of weeks of getting the bookings done, you know, we got a 3-4 month waiting list straight away.
Bloody hell. Where is this? I know you said in London, but where is this in London?
It's called Ink London. So if you're looking to get a tattoo, Ink London is the place, best tattoos in the whole of Britain, maybe Europe, maybe the world, who knows?
Not biased or anything.
it's in Fulham.
Amazing.
Oh, nice.
Right next to Chelsea Stadium, really. So it's not far away from Chelsea Stadium. So it's nice. Spent a lot of money on it. So everyone who comes in said it's the nicest tattoo studio. Because what it is I got a business partner. You know, tattoo studios are like quite grungy and, you know, bikerish. And, you know, you walk in as a fat guy with a beard. And like, what do you want? Pick one out of the book. You know, I have nothing like that. You know, we're trying to be the Ritz of the tattoo industry, you know. So it's nice. You get a drink, you know what I mean? Coffee, sit down, relax, nice colours and stuff. So
I might come and have to check it out. Theo, how are you managing working alongside having the little one as well? It must be a juggling act.
I don't have a life. That's all it is. I'm always getting invited places. Like, my life's now, like today, I'm always something, like, on the cusp and it's something else. Like, yeah, actually, so I'm there all the time. You know what I mean, I do, like, what, Wednesday to Sunday. Mm-hmm. And because my baby lives in Wales. I live in London.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So on Sundays, I got to travel 130 miles.
Bloody hell. Wait, how long is the drive to Wales?
In like 2 hours. It's just on the M4. It's not that bad. But
you're doing more than 70, honey, because the math is massive.
Wednesday morning, I got to wake up at 6 and then leave and then go back to the shop. But I'm like, oh, then I... And even people for socials, I'm thinking, so I'm used to partying. Like, I was doing athletics. Then I've done, you know, the show, and I've been living life for 3 years now to be, mm-hmm. you know, having my freedom taken away by choice. But I've walked into, you know, the shop hungover too many times, and I thought I can't do that no more.
No. And can you actually, you know, draw tattoos? Is it drawing tattoos? What's it called? Do tattoos?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Nah, I do. No, I can't draw a stick man.
Me.
I can't do a stick man. No. But if I was doing tattoos, you know, the shop would be closed down the next day. You know, we get eight bad reviews straight away, you know, so I'm done. Business would be over.
I'm done. And how long has these tattoo parlor been open now?
It's been open 2 years, but I joined a year ago.
Amazing. Also during COVID,
Yeah, just before, do you know what? I sunk all this money into it just for COVID. I'm from Bath. I moved to London. Mm. I made the big switch, you know what I mean? Invested all this money into it. And 2 weeks later, you know, lockdown happened. I was like, oh my God, I'm at such a loss. And like,
oh, I can imagine. But you got to make money. You got to spend money to make money. So,
I was in it for the long run anyway. So, you know, 100%. the short term hours, and it's not the worst thing in the world. But yeah, you know, the first 4 months of lockdown, is it 3 months? Can't remember. I was like, oh my, then we opened again and then we shut again. And we opened again and shut again. We just opened again. So, yeah, I mean, we can't do it no more.
No, literally, I was just talking to Bobby earlier about, remember when lockdown was supposed to be just 3 weeks and it ended up being bloody how many months now? Like,
and do you know what the worst is? It's my 30th soon.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'm gonna be 30.
Black don't crack, honey.
Yeah, I was waiting for something like that.
Black don't crack. How old are you? You look 21, 22.
Yeah, there we go. I made my day now. Yeah, I had a holiday plan for you know, it's called Rolling Loud. I was just gonna go there for my birthday. It's just been cancelled today.
You're lying.
Afro Nation got cancelled. Oh, I'm gonna go there anyway.
No, I was gonna say. Anyone who thought Afro Nation was going to happen, like, I need a dose of their faith, because that was a myth.
I know. And then this is in Portugal as well. And I got cancelled as well today. So I'm like, do I want to spend my 30th in England? So I'm trying to figure out where to go. Any recommendations where to go?
Do you know what? I haven't even had a look at the green list yet. I just know Portugal's on there.
I think Portugal's the only option in it, minute. Everyone seems to be there.
Or like Antarctica or somewhere, you know what I mean?
I know some people have traveled to Mexico, so I think you can actually go to places, but it just means you have to isolate on the way back with that whole isolation hotel malarkey, which is a bit of a, it's a bitch. I ain't trying to pay to stay in a hotel for 10 days and not even go out, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, nah, 10 days is too long, that is. Yeah, I don't know, I'm going to have to look if I get a spare hour.
Hold your breath then, don't hold your breath. Now, we have to talk, obviously, we all know you've been on Love Island, but also X on the Beach. So how are you getting on with that?
I don't know how much I'm allowed to say about it at the moment, but they were like, you know what I mean? You got your NDAs and stuff.
Of course.
But then, you know, I remember after, you know, pretty much getting it all ticked off and stuff, you know, it was in the papers and that. But the papers were funny.
Yeah?
The papers were like, Theo's going on X on the Beach to confront Kaz about this and that. I was like, what? I haven't spoken to anyone about this. Like, why would you think that? But, you know, that was a story. But I also started that 2 weeks ago. And, you know, that's been delayed.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
It's still got a green light. Because we don't know. It might not even happen at the moment. So...
No, I know loads of things have been postponed, but I think now that we're approaching like, the easing of the rules and all that, we should be all right. Absolutely. But what is the craziest thing you've ever read about yourself in the tabloids?
Oh, my God.
Don't even know where to begin.
You know, it's probably been, you know, throughout time, at least, I'll say 50 to 75. I don't know. I haven't kept count. Every one of them's crazy, and 95% of them aren't true, or a very twisted version of what happened. But I don't ever like when people, because people, I never get myself in that much trouble, really. It's just other people around me doing stuff, dropping me in it and stuff, and saying that. But I never like, I never really talk. I just let people, I never get my side of the story across. I'm like, this brings it even more attention. And the people trying to fuel each side of it, you know, they want to react. So 90% of the time, I don't even say anything. I'm like, whatever, you know. As long as the people around me know what's going on, then whatever. But the craziest,
There's been that many. There's been that many.
I can't think. I usually just edit it and block it out of my memory. Like whenever I see something, it's usually, I remember for maybe I don't know how long. I woke up every, you know what I mean, every. I woke up twice a week, and I was just, I there was the messages in the paper again, or the Snapchat story and wherever they post these days online. Let's see, what's the craziest? But actually the worst one would have been the Sun newspaper about the birth, because they got whiffed of it somewhere. I don't know who stitched me up, because I didn't tell anyone.
No, yeah.
Three months before, they were like, we heard this and that with, you know, with the girl we know it is, you know, Theo's this. And I was like, imagine my flipping, you know, the news of my baby being born be announced through the Sun newspaper. So I had to flip him. I had to give him a hard word. I go, look, you don't have proof of this. If you tarnish my name like this, without any proof, like, it's not true, all this. I had to say, I'm going to sue you and all this.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to run it anyway. I was like, I prepare for the consequences then. And it never did.
Jeez.
Then I posted it. I'm like, yes, at least I got to say. I'm like, after what? I took ages to even tell my family and everything, but like, I took so long.
Oh, really? So nobody knew?
Yeah, nah, not about...
Well, not nobody, of course, yeah.
We found out the birth, the sex of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started telling people maybe a month after that.
Okay.
It's two options. You either, like, say it from the beginning, and then, you know, maybe do, like, a baby... gender reveal. Mm-hmm. All that, or I thought I'd just wait. And but because we went and see what the sex was, we're like, all right, then. Well, like, I was being this long now, might as well keep it a little secret. Because I feel like I don't get to keep any secrets in my life, you know, everything I've ever done, well, not ever done, but a lot of most things I do and stuff, you know, people know about and that. So, when it comes to big stuff.
Especially when you're in a public eye. So do you know what? I'm so happy that you were able to keep it a secret until you were happy to release it on, like, your terms. Because in this day and age of all the paps, the social media, it is so hard to keep anything quiet. Do you know what I mean? So well done.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I tell you, that was straight. I was waiting every day, like waking up, like
sweating.
Have they done it? I was like, oh, thank God.
Theo, ITV have just dropped the new promo for Love Island starting. Will you be watching it?
Really? What, today?
I think yesterday. Just
I haven't seen it. I haven't watched TV in ages. I need to look at that.
Will I be
watching?
Yeah, will you watch the new series?
It'll be, do you know what? I think, you know, it skipped a season. You know, it was getting a bit samey. You know, even though the viewers are good, you know, you've been it for ages, it was getting a bit... You get to a point in all shows where, you know, people know what they're getting.
What's going to happen. Yeah.
People going on know what they're going to get afterwards. So all they got to do is, you know, do this and that and the other. You know, they're laughing afterwards, you know. So when shows get to that stage, you know, the people going on, how genuine they are.
Yeah.
And or not even that, but how self-aware of the actions. They're more self-aware. I think my season three was like the tipping point. Where like people being self-aware of what you get. You know, most of us who went on didn't know about PAs, you know, the Instagram stuff, everything happened after. I thought it was just a go on and then whatever after, you know, don't have any expectation of it. When now, you know, season four and season five, you know, they know exactly what's going to happen. If I do this, if I stay for this long, if I hook up with someone, you know what I mean? Hook up with someone, it's just going to...
Make that relationship.
if I stay with them for a few months, you know, I'm going to get...
Moving.
People know this now, innit? Everyone knows this now.
Everyone's clued up to it, ain't they?
Yeah. So trying to filter out the real from the people who are just, this is what I want, you know.
Do you think very few people go into the villa now actually looking for love? Is it more like a business opportunity, do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely now. You know what I mean? You know, that's where the scale tips towards, you know, the business chance, the business opportunities, everything that comes with it, rather than finding the actual love. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because it's such a unique experience, you know, if you do meet someone on there, you know, it's better than meeting them in the everyday world. You know, it's more special, it's a very rare situation. Mm-hmm. Some people, if you do fall in love with there, then, you know, it's probably... you know, more powerful than it is out here. But, you know, it comes with a, you know, different set of problems. But, if it happens, it happens. But people, you know, if it happens, rather than, you know, really putting their heart into it. They think, oh, you know, I'm going to get the business opportunities, then I could do what I want, rather than love and then the business opportunities after.
Do you guys from Series 3 have, like, a WhatsApp group?
Nah, man, everyone's rogue for my season, you know what I mean? Everyone went off and done their own thing. Well, I think there's other seasons kind of stuck together a bit closer because everyone was like their own little, you know what I mean? They had their own little their own little thing going on. So, there's no WhatsApp group. No. if there is, I'm not in it.
You're not in it.
Which wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me, do you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you so much for joining us, Theo, mate. You're a star.
Thank you, Theo.
All right, wicked guys. I'm glad to be back. I remember last time I came on the show, I just broke up with Kaz.
Ah,
maybe 2 days before, And people thought, yeah, I broke up with her, and then I called you guys to come and go on the show and talk about
You're
it.
Lying. They were
like, you're like a clout chaser. Because obviously it's planned, isn't it? These things are planned weeks in advance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, you're so gay. Like, what are you doing that for? Like, such a flipping loser thing to do. I was like, oh. God's sake. I was like, I didn't plan it, but it looks that way.
Oh. It is what it is.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, mate.
Thank you, Theo.
Good to see you again,
you.
Bobby.
Take care. You too, Theo. Stay safe. Bye. Wish your mum happy birthday from us.
And best of luck with fatherhood.
She loves you, Bobby, so I'm going to tell her now.
Send her my love. Take care. And good luck on X on the Beach.
Yes. I need it.
Take care, mate.
Bye.
Oh, great chat from Theo.
Absolutely. He's such a lovely fella, isn't he?
Isn't he? I reckon it. It's going to be a great X on the Beach.
Oh, you bet. You absolutely bet. Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be one to watch. But I think my friend Gatsby's now here. Let's get him in.
Amazing, amazing.
Hello. All
right, there Gatsby. He is. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good, good, good.
What's been going on, Gats?
All good, mate. Just taking advantage of not filming at the minute.
Yes. How did you find the last series?
Yeah, it was good, man. It was good. Obviously, towards the end of it, I had a bit of ag, didn't I? But it was good. It was good. It was good in the sense of I found a romance on there, the series. And obviously, I done my whole music thing. So, yeah, it was good. But it was also, obviously, there was ag, but that's Towie. Do you know what I mean? Bobby knows that.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be Towie if there was no ag, would it?
Exactly. Let's start with the ag bit. Where are you at now with the girls and the ag that you got in? Are things resolved? Have you seen or spoke to anyone post-filming or off camera?
I saw Amber. We went to Dags's 30th. Like, he had another 30th off camera as well.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her there. It was civil. It was cool. Do you know what I mean? It's Danica's girlfriend. At the end of the day, I'm good friends with Dan, so it was fine. But none. The rest of the girls I haven't seen and we haven't spoken, so that's that, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, you found love last series. Well, I say you found love, you got into a romance. Has the love bomb been dropped yet, Gatsby? Have you and Danny said that you love each other?
Not yet. She's got drunk a couple of times and like it might have slipped and she's like,
she love you.
I don't know, but until it's like a on a sober level, maybe. But obviously, they say when you're drunk, your feelings do come out. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Drunk mind, sober heart, all of that.
Yeah, I do really like her. I haven't dropped it from my side yet, but who knows? And hopefully, in the near future, I will. Just seeing how it goes.
So you say you haven't dropped it yet, but are you feeling it yet?
I can feel myself sort of getting there. Definitely, like I like her a lot. I do like her a lot, yeah.
And are you both officially a couple now?
She's still waiting for that. But you know what it is? I'm just really just trying to get... We're just trying to get to know each other 100%. Because you got to think, like, it's been very, very intense. Like, when we're...
Yeah.
Obviously, we've been... Really, we've only been dating for just over 2 months. Like, a lot longer than that. Because we're in Towie world. But... Obviously, we've only been really dating 2.5 months, so we're still really getting to know each other. And where we were just dating on the show, obviously, dating in the real world away from the television, it's a lot different to dating on TV.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really hard, isn't it? Because I think when we're in a series of Towie, time... feels so different, doesn't it? So like I say, when you look at it on paper, the fact it's only 2.5 months, but I bet you too feel like, well, where we've spent so much time together and filming full on for 3 months, it probably feels a lot longer.
It feels like forever.
Yeah, it does feel a lot longer. Obviously, you're filming every day together, you're getting dressed up, you're going to different events. So 1 or 2 days feels like ages. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't feel it's not a real time frame. But no, it's going really, really good. But I'm just not gonna make the same mistake I made in my last relationship, just jumping in very, very quickly. Like I got gassed and jumped in. I asked her to be my girlfriend for like 3.5 weeks and it just wasn't the right.
We live and we learn.
So with Danny, like, I do really, really like her more than probably I've liked anyone, but I am just trying to take this one a bit slow and get to know each other properly before I ask her to be my girlfriend. Yeah.
Amazing. They won't know what I mean. I think that's a really grown up way of doing it and looking at things. Sometimes when you rush in, it can all go a bit peaked on quite early doors, can't it? So actually, when you hold back and wait, I think that's sometimes the way to do it, mate.
Yeah, no, 100%. Absolutely. So we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed.
And let's talk music, Gats. You've dropped a new single.
Yeah. Well, I haven't dropped it yet. Obviously, I performed it on the show.
Well, yeah, we've had a little flavour, haven't we, in the finale?
Had a little tease. So, like, I've dropped it, and obviously the reaction's been crazy. Honestly, like, the people are loving the song at the minute. So everyone's asking me, DMing me for, like, when am I going to release it and stuff like that. So I'm just talking to a couple of record labels at the minute, trying to get the best deal I can out of it. So we'll see what happens.
Amazing, amazing. And for those who don't know, what is the name of your single, or is that shh, hush, hush?
No, the name of the single is called Baby, It's You. So I performed it on Tauri on the finale. Bobby was there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a summer song, summer vibes. I just did a competition actually on my Instagram to give like some fans the chance to be in my music video.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of good people there, like from the industry, reality TV, rappers, footballers. Like, so it's going to be a good day out. In my mind, I'm thinking a pool party, so... If the weather amazing. Holds up.
Is that an invite to, or yeah, like? Yeah,
100%, come down.
He said footballers, I'm like, okay.
Brooks don't know her. She's there. So when do you reckon we're going to be, it'll be released? When can we get it, do you reckon, Gets?
I'm hoping, it'll definitely be in June, definitely this month.
Amazing.
Oh, not long to wait.
Nah, definitely this month, yeah, definitely this month.
So what are your plans? We've got a few months off filming now.
Yeah.
Obviously music, that's something very close to your heart, isn't it?
Yeah, and I haven't seen my mum for nearly a year now. I'm missing her. So I'm looking to hopefully go out there July time. And obviously on the finale, the last episode of Tauri, I asked Danny, I didn't ask her to be my girlfriend, but I've done the next best thing. I said, I want you to meet the most important person in my life. I want you to fly out to LA with me to meet my mum. So hopefully she can come out there as well.
That's so sweet.
What's the situation with the pandemic in LA?
Yeah.
I think it's like here, like it's easing up a bit now.
Oh, good.
Obviously flights are still barred, aren't they, from traveling to the US unless it's business. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping by end of July that the restrictions will be eased and I can go see my mum.
What's your mum thinking of Danny? Have they spoke on FaceTime yet, or is she watching the show?
She's been watching the show. She goes, she's liking the way Danny's got my back. And she's liking, they met on FaceTime, like a Zoom call, which was nice, and they both got on. And but obviously meeting on FaceTime is different to meeting in real life.
Of course.
And it'll be sick if me and her get to spend some time in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, do you know what I mean? It won't be too bad.
Absolutely.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Happy days. Oh, I love it. Now, that's really nice. Like you say, I think it's always nice for your mum to give the go ahead.
The thumbs up.
Do you know what I mean? Even though it's only been virtually, a lot of our lives for the last 16 months have all been virtually. And I'm sure the minute you can get out there, you both will. But it must be a nice indicator for you to know that she's liking Danny and she's saying, you've done well.
Got 100%. I think if I'm happy, she'll obviously be happy. Do you know what I mean? There has been girls in the past that I have dated and she's like, nah.
Leave it.
But from what she's not seen of Danny on the show, from what she's met of her on FaceTime and stuff, like all my family, they're just, they like her. So we're good.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing, Gat. So I'm pleased for you, mate.
No, thank you, mate. You all right, though, Bob?
Keeping well, thank you, mate. Keeping well. Loving this bit of sun we've had.
Yeah, finally.
So nice. How was your bank holiday? Did you get up to much?
Well, yeah, I went to my first event, actually. I haven't been out, obviously, since the beginning of the pandemic last year. So it was the first, like, restricted event. So it was like, just tables of six and stuff, like in a market, like DJ and stuff. So it was pretty sick, to be fair. It was just nice to be out and about. I was on the table with my mates. Danny was on the table with her mates.
Yeah.
And we all had a sick night, really. Yeah, so it was sick. It was good. It was fun.
Amazing. Just going back to your music, sorry, obviously you said you're releasing your single Baby It's You, but what are your long-term hopes for the music? Do you have, like, do you want an album to come out, an EP, a mixtape? Like, what are you trying to do?
I've nearly finished my EP, actually. I've just done an EP. So, yeah, I've just basically, a lot. Obviously, where I'm on reality TV, Tawi, a lot of people... They're not like, they say like, why are you doing music, what for, blah, blah, blah. But for me, like, it's my passion. Like, I don't have to do it. I mean, it's just something I love to do. And I just want to prove, like, a lot of people wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people wrong. Even people are DMing me already, like, about that Baby It's You tune from the show. They're like, such a catchy song. So fingers crossed. So, like, look, labels are interested. So hopefully there'll be a record deal on the table soon.
You need to claim it, manifest that shit. Not hopefully, when.
when the deal happens, yeah. No, but it's just something I just love doing. Do you know what I mean? I've got to give him it all, because one day I am going to move to LA, open my real estate business and start that real life, as they say. So right now I'm just giving it everything. If it don't work, it don't work. At least I can look back with no regrets. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Exactly. And that's the only way to live life, Gats. There's no point having regrets looking back in 5 or 10 years. Going, absolutely. I wish I'd have done this, I wish I'd have done that. You've got to give everything 100%.
Yeah, no, 100%, you're right, Bob.
Absolutely. And obviously, you said you're working on the music video, but are there any hopes of any live shows, or...?
Well, fingers crossed, yeah. That's the aim, to obviously get it out. Like, that's my dream. I just want to perform on a stage in front of people, like, people, like, singing your lyrics back to you. It'd be sick.
Amazing.
I can imagine the feelings, unreal. But, yeah, hopefully there will be shows. Hopefully, I don't even know what the restrictions rule is, but hopefully after the 21st of June, we can start doing PAs and stuff in clubs.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, mate. Fingers crossed. We're all waiting for the 21st to figure out what's going on next. But thank you so much for joining us, Gats. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, mate.
No worries, man. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Brooke, for having me. And I'm sure I'll see you guys soon, yeah?
Lovely chatting to you. Bye.
Take care. Bye, mate.
I'll see you at the music video.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see me, boo-boo.
Later. Take care.
Bye, mate.
Bye-bye.
Oh. I love a little bit of love blossoming.
I love it. I love love.
Yeah,
I love love.
It's always nice to witness it happening before your eyes. So wishing them both the best of luck. I think really, the way to do it now is to not be rushing into it. So I think good on him for kind of thinking, do you know what? Learning from the past, don't jump in after 3 weeks. Yeah, test the waters.
And like, what's the quickest?
She's got to meet the mother-in-law yet. So
she's got to. What's the quickest you've gotten into a relationship?
Oh, that's a good question. Joe, I don't really know, actually. I don't know. Is that a good or a bad thing?
No, it's probably a good thing. I think you know if you got a boyfriend in a day or two. Like,
oh, no, I don't rush in. What about you?
Do you know what? I've always been in situationships or, you know, entanglements. So I've literally been single. Entanglements. So I've literally been single, like, all my life. Like, I've dated guys seriously, but when it comes to actually being official, like, I was with someone for 2 weeks, but I don't count it, because 2 weeks, that's not even a bloody free trial, Bobby. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I don't even count that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, I just think you know when you know, don't you?
You do. Absolutely. You do.
Absolutely. Right, Brooke, how do you fancy playing a little game?
I am so up for that, Bobby.
Right, so basically, me and Steve have played it before. I'm going to tell you a headline, and I think you've got one to tell me. We don't say the celeb's name, and then we've got 3 Daily Mail comments that can be clues. So you might know, from the headline alone, you might go, it's X, Y, or Z, and I'll go, you're right, Brooke.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or you go, Bob, give me a clue, and I'm going to pull up some lovely Daily Mail comments on that article.
Amazing.
To help indicate who it is. You up for it?
Yeah, but I'm going to need all the clues in the world, honey, because I have not been reading anything, but go on.
So, ex reveals she doesn't wear sweats at home and keeps her makeup on at night. I never know if there's going to be an earthquake.
I have no bloody clue, so I'm going to need one.
So, clue number one. If there's an earthquake, the layers of gunk on her face will crumble and she'll look much worse. Savage.
Is that a riddle? What?
No, so that's what someone on the Daily Mail was commented to that article. If there's an earthquake, the layers of gunk on her face will crumble and she'll look much worse.
That is rude, by the way, but that is fucking very, very rude. Like, trolls have rude. Such balls. Like, you would not say that to someone to their face or in person or whatever.
Never would they, but they always feel a little bit braver behind a screen, don't they? Do you want a second clue?
Yeah, all the clues, baby boy, all the clues.
I cannot believe she never starred in Playboy. She has robbed all the men everywhere of something very special.
It's not Chloe Ferry?
No, not Chloe Ferry. Do you want the third and final clue?
Yes,
she's managed to, air quotations, make a living as a Barbara Windsor lookalike. Fair play, love. Oh, scathing.
I'm... I don't know. I have no idea who the...
X is Dolly Parton.
Oh, my... I was not going to get that. I was not going to get that.
The air quotation comment in clue three. I think she's made quite a nice living, Dolly Parton. I don't think she's doing too bad. I wouldn't mind being a couple of dollars behind her.
Absolutely not. Listen, anyone coming for Dolly Parton is an absolute twat. She's a babe. She's a legend. Icon. Iconic.
Don't mess with a dolly. Right, have you got one for me, Brooks?
Oh, babe, I absolutely have one for you. So, are you ready?
Always, my love.
The headline is, this is it now, this is the one. X and X reveal they're talking marriage and practicing making babies after moving together in Dubai.
I feel like I've read this headline and I'm trying to think who it is. Oh my God. I actually feel like I've read this article.
Do you want another clue?
Yeah, well, I'll have a clue, please.
Okie doke, hang on.
Oh God, I'm sure this is it now.
It's harder than it seems, isn't it?
I've actually read that. I know I've read that article. And
okay.
The sad and worrying thing is I think it was today or yesterday that I read
really?
It.
Right, okay, let me give you the first clue. The first clue is, good luck with that one. Lost count on how many women he's had. Sorry.
I know it is. I don't need the clue. Sorry, I've remembered who it is.
Who is it?
Love Island's Laura Anderson and it's Dane Bowers.
How amazing are you? Like, oh my God.
I knew I'd read it. And I think it was yesterday, but it just left my brain. But that's exactly it. Laura and Dane.
That is absolutely correct. But listen, these comments are fucking savage.
Can I tell me the comments anyway, just for the shits and giggles.
Absolutely. So the first one is, good luck with that one. Lost count on how many women he has had. Give it a year at the most. And then another one is, only because the girls he's chasing have no idea who he is. She's probably the youngest he can get now. And then the third and final one is, the ex of Katie Price. What a catch. Whoa, there, buddy.
There's some poisonous fingers tapping away on them, on them laptops.
Keyboard warriors, cyber gangsters.
But we send them love and light because they need
absolutely.
It most.
They need prayer and deliverance.
Oh, I love that game. I'm very impressed that I got that.
I'm very impressed. Low-key jealous.
It's just very lucky, I think, that I read that article.
Yeah, no, I have not read an article and I couldn't tell you how long, honestly.
You got much planned for the rest of the week, my love?
I do. Okay. I do. I plan on enjoying the sun and topping up this melanin because it's been a minute, because we know it's about to rain again in like a few days.
Yep. Yeah.
How about you, honey?
Do you know, yeah, same. I've got a couple of lunches. I'm hoping to go and see Nanny Norris. Just absolutely trying to make the most of the sun whilst it's here. So, yeah, go see Nanny Norris. Try and have a few lunches. I've got a lunch with my lovely girlies booked. So, yeah, trying to keep myself nice and busy and just enjoying the positivity that is out and about at the minute.
That is all that it's about. That is 100% it.
Oh, Brooke, I want to thank you so much for being my special co-host this evening. It's always a pleasure to be joined by you.
Always a pleasure, baby boy. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a good time.
You're so welcome. Anytime, my love. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week. Myself and Steve, and we'll be back from his Hollybob. So we'll see you then. Bye, guys.
Bye.